On the show today, we have NAFCU's Director of Education, Devin Lyon, talking about a couple of new programs NAFCU is offering at its annual conference called Executive Excellence Program and Board Excellence Program. So check it out. Hey, we're talking new education and informational offerings at NAFCU's annual conference coming up. You have it there in the background there, downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
Coming up. Gosh, I mean, it's like around the corner, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's June has definitely snuck up on a lot of folks, that's for sure.
Me included. So tell me about these two new programs that you guys are offering at the conference. One is called Executive Excellence Program, and the other one's called Board Excellence Program. Can you give us a quick 411 on each of these?
Yeah, absolutely. The Executive Excellence track is really designed for your senior leaders and your CEOs of the credit union space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really designed to show helpful tips, helpful tricks
mm-hmm.
on really what's next, what's new, how can you really make your credit union just propel itself forward.
Yeah.
And it's everything from what's coming down the pike from a regulatory standpoint,
mm-hmm.
what kind of vendors and what kind of services can you integrate seamlessly with your current day-to-day operations
mm-hmm.
to beef up either portfolio needs or maybe even aspects of your member service that you necessarily haven't addressed yet. And really, where are some of those hidden gems that can make your organization stand out so you can just continue to deliver excellent member service day in and day out?
And that's what we're all striving for. Let's go. Let's move to Board
absolutely.
Excellence Program. Speaking of excellence.
Absolutely. With the Board Excellence Program, you know, board of directors have a tremendous job to do. And you know, it's one of those things where they have a lot of requirements on them. And what we want to do is we want to be able to give them a lot of training at the appropriate level to not only show that they're getting those continuing education requirements put on them by the NCOA,
mm-hmm.
but also really expanding their view to continue to steer these magnificent organizations through some really tumultuous waters over the last couple of years, and then really helping navigate to that next level of excellence, you know, starting to answer those, how do we address the millennial question, you know,
mm-hmm.
what other products and services can we have?
Mm-hmm.
And then looking at some of our certificate programs to make sure they get their required BSA training, their financial literacy training,
mm-hmm.
and some of those other required annual trainings out of the way in really just one terrific week-long conference.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a very popular program because,
yeah.
I mean, that's essentially the direction of your credit union right there, you know?
It is, and it's funny. It's every year we think, okay, you know, what can we do new? What can we do different? And there's never a shortage of amazing ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We have a terrific host of preferred partners and vendors. And then we kind of take our cues from what are we hearing from our members. And the good news is they're always tremendous about giving us feedback. We'd love to see X or Y, or we would really like training on this new thing. And it really makes it a really dynamic experience
when we
put it all together for the conference agenda.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that, I mean, this stuff is like totally timely, very topical. Yeah. Because I mean, this industry, as we know, is just like changing by the minute. So it's so important to stay on top of that stuff.
And that's a great point. I mean, two things right off the top of my head
mm-hmm.
that we're hitting very hard during this conference are we're looking at CECL from a standpoint at the executive and board tracks, and looking at the Military Lending Act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are two really potent rules that are coming out. And they could have significant impacts to the credit unions that are attending the conference, depending on the markets that they serve. So it'll be really good content for issues that will be being addressed by those organizations throughout the rest of 2016.
Indeed. Speaking of impact, mortgage lending is always very impactful, not only in the credit union, but just on the economy overall.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the conference's mortgage symposium that you guys have. What can attendees gain from this extended session?
They're going to gain a lot. What we're doing is this is brought to us by our wonderful team at NAFCU Services. And really what it's going to be is looking at various aspects of the mortgage industry and where credit unions can really make a difference,
mm-hmm.
both in their portfolios into the economies of scale that they serve. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're still seeing some freezing and some hesitancy to lend from the larger banks and community banks. Mm-hmm. So really what we're doing is we're highlighting areas of opportunities for credit unions to take advantage of, mm-hmm. and looking at servicing aspects and other aspects within the mortgage industry to take that wealth of available lending and really show why it should be credit union first when you think of a mortgage.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, credit unions probably have about 8% of the total wealth in the United States in terms of membership demographics. There's no reason if they did not expand their mortgage lending platforms and be more aggressive with those, mm-hmm. that those numbers probably couldn't double or even triple.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. And the timing of the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I mean, when you look at this, right now, the millennials and the Gen Xers, the tail end of the Gen Xers, and really the start of the millennials, they're getting into and introducing into their prime borrowing years. These were a group of people that were really scared off. They saw their parents go through a really hard time, mm-hmm. with the economic crisis. And so there's a little bit of myth busting that needs to go on, you know, are these folks going to lend or borrow like their parents did?
Yeah.
And the answer to that, based on all the available data, is yes. But first, they need to know that their credit union is there to serve them. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be looking at a really unique way for credit unions to position their mortgage portfolio to new borrowers and borrowers who may be looking to refi as well.
Well, history tells us that credit unions do it right.
They do. Absolutely. So all they have to do is watch The Big Short and learn that credit unions did not do it wrong.
That's right. Exactly. Great point. All right, Devin, where can folks find out more about these programs and the symposium before they get to the actual conference? I'm sure there's plenty of stuff on the website, I assume.
Absolutely. www.nafq-annualconference.org.
Okay.
Everything is there. You can register for the conference. You can register for the mortgage symposium. We also have board of directors training the day before the conference as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's taught by our COO, Anthony Demagon. That is designed to really make board members. It's good for either new or seasoned board members. It gives them the ABCs of the credit union space and the tools they need to be a successful board of director man or woman. It's really designed to be a nice one-stop, two-hour training with a one-hour optional exam.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking really forward to it. I mean, Nashville, I've heard, is just a great town in general, but to have NAFQ there just complements it, and it's just going to be, it sounds like it's going to be a really good time and lots of learning.
A lot of learning, a lot of fun, too. We have a lot of fun events planned. It's a great city to walk around in, and it's also a tremendous city to eat in. The food out there is incredible.
I look forward to that, too. All right, Devin. Well, thanks again for the time. And we will get this posted and produced for you guys. And I will put all the links and stuff in the show notes so everyone
Terrific.
Can check it out. So very cool. Right. Look forward to seeing you guys there.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks, Devin.
All righty.